Infowars. Tomorrow's news, today.
We're entering the 291st day of the return of the American Republic in our desperate attempt to save the West from the globalist planetary collapse, depopulation, post-industrial Great Reset plan. It is Friday, November 7th, 2025. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the battle-scarred halls of the legendary Infowars Studios in Austin, Texas. Okay. The planets are aligned. All the evidence is there. The corporate media hype in China, Europe, the U.S., everywhere is. 1929, 2.0 is here. Trump is Herbert Hoover. He's going to be blamed. They are on every channel that it's 1929, that it's imminent. Now, they've been trying to crash the market since March, and it failed. But now with the government shutdown and a bunch of the other maneuvers they've done, and with the absolute hype about the AI bubble being too big, which it is a bubble, but only a bubbles are of innovation and things are going to grow us out of this. I'm not even saying AI is the thing. The point is powerful globalist forces, the BlackRock forces, on the surface have capitulated to Trump and his America First agenda, but right beneath the surface, they've redoubled them. And they've already moved at least $5 trillion into the stock market of the EU in the last 10 months and tens of trillions of other equity, private equity, into other sectors. They're not sure if the U.S. or China will win this. So they've decided to wait it out on the sidelines and just crash the whole thing, buy it for pennies on the dollar, just like 1929, which was totally engineered. That's been declassified. It's all come out. And it was 10 years of hell after that. Which is the Great Reset. It's what they want. And they're going to have release new viruses as the pretext to whatever it takes to shut down the economy and then roll out the robots and all of that, because they'll be able to deliver medicine and food and everything during the next big pandemic that'll be 1,000 times worse in reality than what we saw with just the beta test that was COVID. And I've wargamed all this out. So here's the bottom line. This is all I do. I have a complete map of the whole thing in my head with spoken word. It is hard to give you every little factoid, though I do a great job overall of doing that with guests and myself, side and down the other. And I don't even like cussing, but the public's so into it now. And shit, fuck, goddamn Lord. The point is that if that'll get you to listen and the incredible peril we're in, then I'll do it because I got a big vocabulary. Usually I only cuss in my life if I slam my hand in the door or hit my thumb with a hammer. And I certainly don't take the Lord's name in vain. I just did that as an example, and God knows I don't mean it. So the point is that I'm going to explain all this in the next hour, and there's a chance to stop it. But bare minimum, even if they get away with this, triggering it, they're not going to get away with not getting the blame. And I guarantee you that it'll be their Waterloo and it will accelerate the destruction of the globalists. And most of their own people say, let's not do it. It's too dangerous. But there are a bunch of powerful forces that feel like they're insulated. And, you know, the shadowy owners, the Rothschilds and others, of BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and your investment money, they're doing it. And they tried to push some stuff for a limited crash for control. That didn't work. And now their whole power structure is being dismantled. There's a whole new multipolar world forming. And our populist movement is, Trump's just one representation of it, is exploding everywhere. We're running the tables. We're dominating. We're running circles around them. It was a football game. It's 50-0 right now. Okay? But that's in the awakening and in dismantling their crap. But they've still got the power to crash the market, and it's everywhere they're making their move. I mean, it may crash today. It may crash next week. I mean, they are trying as hard as they can right now, like Yosemite Sam when he's stomping on somebody. I mean, it is unbelievable. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days,
to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is close to being shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, nobody ever said taking the planet back from the transhumanist death cult New World Order system was going to be easy. And I mean, we forecasted all. They said what they would do. The globalists said if Trump won, they would try to tank the stock market and kill the recovery. They also bragged Hotez, all the usual suspects, Fauci, that a new pandemic will be hitting Trump just like last time, you will see. And of course they're going to go with the race war, riots, civil war, one battle after another, weather underground system. So they've got those prongs out there. Cyber attacks to be blamed on the Russians. They've all pre-programmed that. And they pre-program it in their war games and in their policy level papers years before. And I go, okay, that's their plan. They would say, we'll use the virus for control, Operation Lockstep, UN Disease X symposiums. I mean, just type in what I'm saying. It's been years studying each thing I tell you. So I don't just say these words. I see leftists watch the show. They come and they go, he just spews words. Because you don't know any of it. Every damn thing I say, you can take it and go research every term. And it's a huge area. And I'm sorry, the left and so many people are invincibly ignorant and stupid and just mindless. And are cheering on the globalists that literally want a post-human world, you stupid jackasses. But that's how predators are. If you are a bunch of sheep, if you are a bunch of uninformed idiots that won't stand up for yourselves, the vacuum is filled by the very worst people. That's how evil works, is you get some corrupt people, then some evil people, then some super evil people, then some ultra evil people, until you get just totally nihilistic, blow the planet up, devil operatives. That's the final form. And so technology and civilization is very complex with moral, hardworking, smart people. It's hard to build and harder to keep it together. Everybody knows about, you know, you'll have a businessman or a successful company, a family business, whatever it is, and for a generation or so, it does really great. In the old days with great morals, it might last two or three generations, but then it always becomes decadent, corrupt, evil, falls apart. Just the way it is. And it's the same thing with civilizations. Everybody knows the saying because it's true. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make hard times. That's the cycle. And this is the mega cycle of all the good times since the end of World War II. 80 years of let the good times roll. And Trump's trying to get real jobs, real industry, real systems in and innovate with more production because there's no way we're getting out of the inflation. We can just slow it. But with innovation, it won't matter because there'll be more products. And so there'll just be larger numbers on it, but you'll be paid more. The other plan by the UN, by the globalist, a planned austerity system, feudalism. For those who don't know what that is, type it in. The oldest and most common form of government in history. In fact, 90% of governments until about 1800 were feudalist. Look it up. And 5, 6, 7,000 years ago, 99% of society was feudal. But people don't know what feudalism is. You better find out about it. Because the globalists in their own white papers, I had Jay Diner 2 weeks ago with a top Pentagon, Stanford Research Institute, PhD, 1982, master class, two-year textbook for anthropology, sociology, political science, gurus. It taught at all the major elite universities, saying everything I just said, but it's good. And there's hundreds of these damn textbooks. I mean, that's how I know all this, because you can read stuff they wrote 50 years ago. We're here. 40 years ago. We're here. They're getting it done. So here's the big news. With the government shutdown and all the hype and attacks on the AI bubble and having reporters and globalists on every channel every day for the last 2 months, and now it's come to a crescendo, building towards a finale, with Andrew Ross Sorkin on every channel, the book 1929, Inside the Greatest Crash in Wall Street History and How It Shattered a Nation, and then they're all talking about the total collapse here. Now, you have one of these now with 90% or more of the population being totally unself-sufficient, not knowing how to skin a buck, run a trot line, not knowing how to grow a garden, not having any backup. We were over 50% self-sufficient in the Great Depression. Over 50% of the households could live all alone forever on their 40 to 100 acres. 90% of the public lived in rural areas, and more than half of them could survive all by themselves other than needing medicine and things like that. My dad's farm and ranch where he grew up, old homestead going back to the 1830s, but before that, Mexican land grants, the old family Bible, bought it from the Mexicans. We still got a few thousand acres of the stuff we bought, tens of thousands of acres, from the Mexicans. They had everything. Ducks, chickens, pigs, cows, horses, mules, everything. And they grew cotton, and they grew corn. And they had a huge garden right out behind the house. It was about an acre big. They produced so much damn food, my grandmother would load up her Lincoln Continental whenever she'd go into town. That's what she drove, and my grandpa drove an old white Ford truck. When I was a kid, he was driving like a early 60s truck still. And long story short, she just loaded up every time she went to town, and she'd see old poor white people or old poor black people. She knew them all. She'd just pull over on the 20-mile drive to the town and just hand out watermelons, hand out squash, hand out carrots, hand out everything. And she'd say, "We're going to pull in here and check on this old lady." And she'd whip in and go in and give her a big bag of peas and some fresh collard greens and pat the old lady on the head that she knew and leave. And that's just how people were, though. And it was just a normal thing you did. Now, those are the people we had during the Great Depression. Those people aren't around anymore, folks. We go into a full depression. Everything is going to shut down. Bill Gates has already bought up another globalist, most of the farmland. They're planning to only give you the bugs and the garbage and the poison during this. And then it's going to be a new plague, a new virus. That's why they're getting all the robots and self-driving around, so they'll bring you the food and the robots will load it and it'll all train you to be locked down. They admit all this plan. And they're gearing up for this right now. That's right. The Disney movie WALL-E is not a fictional movie, but a time machine into the future. That was made, 15 years ago? Well, here we are. WALL-E is now real. This is all coming to an end. And Trump was trying to innovate our way out of it, but they are trying to crash the stock market everywhere. I'll sit there at night, did it last night, turn on the television, turn on cable, only do it to monitor the enemy. And I sat there for like an hour and a half just flipping back and forth. It was just crash, 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 crash. They're not even hiding what they're trying to do. Well, hopefully, because Trump stopped them from crashing it so far. People are like, well, I don't care. I'm not in the stock market. Well, it is overvalued. We're in a horrible economic position. We got to grow out of it, innovate out of it. We're still going to have even worse inflation if the stock market crashes. So if it crashes, all these companies and the companies that service those companies are going to not have capital, and there's going to be the gigantic layoffs, and you add to all this, it'll make the government shutdown look like a cakewalk. So everywhere the globalist publications are, consumer sentiment near lowest ever. Coldest blizzard in 200 years set to hit. Oh, I thought we had global warming. You know what that does to the economy? On and on and on. Oh, the AI bubble is breaking, and I've got the graphs here. Oh, suddenly, for the first time, the AI graphs are going down today. Stock market down today. They're just teeing it up right now. It's time to get out. It's time to get out. And then if you're just all about profit and you went and invested in all these companies, you've tripled or quadrupled your money last few years, you're sitting there going, okay, I'm getting out. I'm not blaming you, dude, but here's the deal. We have this full crash. You better be ready to wait 10 years for you to get your money back. And that's if you survive the planned post-industrial collapse of civilization to carry out the depopulation. So no, I'm not in the stock market, though I study it because I like to be completely, quote, clean and totally objective. But if I was in the stock market, I would stay in the stock market. Now, that's one path where they can crash it and not bring it back for 10 years. They're so greedy and evil, they'll probably just crash it for a year or so through the midterms, try to totally discredit Trump, have a Supreme Court rule against his tariff deal, which is totally constitutional. But I'll tell you this, if the Supreme Court in the next 2 weeks, and it can be as early as next week, if they rule against Trump's tariffs to make it look like they're not the bad guys and didn't do it, the stock market, I believe, will bounce for a week. It's going to go up. But then sometime after that, they're going to totally plunge it. Or they may plunge it ahead of the ruling against the tariffs, because that's exactly what they did to Herbert Hoover, who came in with tariffs. We'd already had tariffs, but they'd been cut some, so we just brought them back. Had nothing to do with the stock market crash. It came out. You know, Joe Kennedy talked about how he got the warning a week before, how it was going to happen, how to get out. He did. And the globalists wanted to crash it so they could buy it all up. The Rothschilds did that and brag about it and write about it in books that are family, you know, authorized biographies. The 1815 one's the most famous. They had almost complete control of the London Stock Exchange, most powerful one in the world then, and still to a great extent, you know, second, really only, or third to China and the U.S. So yep, they have formulas and they have pre-programming, but the point is they've got, the turkey is done. The oven went ding, the timer went ding, and so they'll probably crash it if they're able to before the Supreme Court. That way they can have the cake and eat it too and blame it on Trump's tariff uncertainty and AI bubble and then have them rule against Trump. And then to make themselves look good, the stock market will plunge a bunch, but bounce a little bit then, and then start going straight down. So it'll probably go boom, up a little, then zoom. And again, the enemy hasn't decided their exact plan yet from everything I'm seeing. But they got the gun loaded. The turkey's coming out of the oven. They got the knife and the big fork out. And daddy's getting ready to cut up the turkey. Oh.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, the Supreme Court's told Trump tariffs are illegal $3 trillion tax. No, they're not. You don't have to buy those goods. The tariffs overseas against us are a tax against our national sovereignty and our jobs and our workforce and our national security. But technically, it's a regulatory move, and it's a penalty. It's a fine. And the Supreme Court's ruled five times previously that other presidents did what Trump's done was legal. Totally. I already covered that yesterday. So this is it. This is the big one. And I've seen him doing this. I've covered it a lot, but I know we have a powerful broadcast. I didn't want to contribute overhyping it because Trump has been able to beat him back so far. But now the assault to get the crash going is so, I mean, it's 10 times the hoopla it was 8 months ago. And then you got the shutdown as destroying confidence and making a lot of people have to cash in on investments to take care of their family members and people. So, you know, myself being bankrupt with all the lawsuits and the attacks and everything, I never had that much money, not 1% of what they claim, but I had money where poorer family and things were in a car wreck, need a surgery, you know, things like that. I had family, you know, that I'd love and care about, cousins, you name it, other people call up and say, hey, I really need help. And I'm, you know, oh, here's $10,000 for surgery. You know, here's, oh my gosh, you know, your house had a fire and, you know, your car's broken down. Well, you know, here's $5,000. I don't have the money now to help my family, my extended family. They, Democrats in the last, you know, 3 years sued my parents, spent millions doing it. My parents never had that much. Now they're literally paycheck to paycheck or Social Security to Social Security. I mean, they're literally out of money, double mortgage on their house from a house that didn't have a mortgage on it that they paid for over the years with cash. They got the money first. Well, it's not a huge house, but it's a nice house. It's actually pretty humble. And that's what the enemy did. And I'm not whining myself. I'm saying I know what it feels like. And you know what? It's a good thing. Because I was a little too fat and happy when I didn't have to worry about my bills. And so no weapon formed against us will prosper because it's gotten my head screwed on a lot straighter where I literally have almost no money. Any money I have coming in goes to legal battles just to fight the globalists. And that's fine. They think they've hurt me. They actually have done nothing to me but make me more focused, more clear, more hungry. And while they're in the establishment, fat, dumb, and happy, I'm out here in the jungle like the Viet Cong with my AK-47 and my rice bowl squatting in the mud. I'm getting stronger. They're getting weaker. But the general public, when all of this hits them, they have no idea how bad this is. I mean, I know a lot of you that have lived and been around, and you're like, oh, we know. Yeah. And you know how much more self-sufficient our parents and their parents were than us. And people were a lot more moral back then. So this is going to be spectacularly horrible. All I can say is, thank God we've got the Second Amendment. Thank God the Democrats don't control most of the rural areas. And thank God we built a real media system, not just myself, but the whole ecosystem of populist, Christian, conservative, common sense, survivalist mentality, that if they're able to execute this, you know, we think second, third, fourth, you know, effects, right? I know you do. I know I do. And boy, if I was the New World Order, I'd be so, I mean, all these people worth $100 billion whenever, and they've got bunkers, and everybody knows where their bunkers are, and even the bunkers they've got up, you know, up by the ice line in places like Canada and in Tasmania, all the locals that service them hate them, all their security teams just cannot wait to slit their throats. Now, there's smarter billionaires that understand what's going on, and they've got very trusted people that are basically in the family. But I mean, this is conjuring hell on earth. Yeah, there's Yahoo Finance. Are we starting a global stock market crash in the face? Are we staring at a global stock market crash in the face? Yes, we're staring a global stock market crash in the face because you guys are hyping the living snot out of it. Careful what you wish for. Like Garth Brooks said, some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Oh, my goodness. When I was younger, I'd say sometimes prayers are things I wanted. And I never got it. But as I got older and more mature, really 17, 18, intense experiences with the Holy Spirit, then it was like, no, you're not supposed to ask for stuff. You're supposed to ask to do my will and what is the mission. And then you're supposed to ask for it and get others to ask for it. And you know what? I have never, when I've been moved by the Holy Spirit, to then ask for something. Because I already know what I'm supposed to ask for. God's telling me. God wants me to, with free will, say, okay, I asked for it. I've never been refused a prayer. That's why I don't do it a lot. I just say, what's your mission? And that's it. Because then when I start receiving information, it's like, I know it's the Holy Spirit, but it's still so hardcore. I'm like, I'm even afraid to ask for that. I mean, whoa, are you kidding me? That's God-fearing, where I'm like, I'm afraid to execute that order, sir. You know. So, because it's like Mission Impossible with God. This is your mission should you choose to accept it. Now, there's cases with the prophets where they weren't doing what God was telling them, so he, you know, turn them right back in the right direction. But with me, I'm always like, what's the direction you want me to go? What's the direction you want me to go? But I do balk at some of it. And I'm trying to train myself just to do whatever God tells me. It's just sometimes it's like. But, you know, we all do that. We don't want to step into our full power. Because it's an awesome thing when you're someone intelligent, the ignorant love power. When you're intelligent and been around and had power, by degrees increasing, it's a weight and it's a responsibility. And you know in God's plan, it's going to end up good what comes out of it, but there's also a lot of wreckage in it. And so it's like, hey, can this cup pass for me, God? Can you find somebody else to do it? And God's like, yeah, you're out there to stir people up and find them and get them moving. But I got more work for you, sonny boy. I'm just at this point, I'm just like, all right, thank you, sir. May I have another? But with it all comes more discernment, more will, more strength, more power. And the more power you get, the more you don't want it. Like it says, when we're finally at the white throne judgment and we're getting our rewards and all these, you know, great crowns, throwing them down at God's feet. No, we don't want it. We just want to be in your presence. No. No. But I'm going to stop the preaching. When we come back, I'm going to start drilling into it. And Steve Bannon gets it. He says, 1,000,000,000% red alert. This is maximum go time. All the games are over. It's time to crush the enemy at every level and every sphere of influence. It's time to go for broke, folks. Swing for the fences, because the war for the future of humanity just begun. Everything else was just a prelude. The kickoff to the main event starts now. I'm funded by you. You want to know who funds this operation? You, the viewer, you, the listener. We got like a gold sponsor, and that's it. I could have a bunch of sponsors, but then I got to check it. I got to mess with it. And then they come after our sponsors. So about 14 years ago, I said, we're getting rid of sponsors, as a lot of you saw. And I'm like, we'll just sell the best supplements. We'll just sell the widest selection of stuff. And we're already selling DVDs and films and books and, you know, T-shirts and ball caps. But I said, you know what? We're going to do it ourselves. So we just go out and find whatever the top certified best-selling thing is, already proven, triple tested. We sell it, get a private label. But we've also made a lot of great proprietary supplements as well. So you're missing out if you don't go to theyellowshowstore.com that I don't own. So even if they shut down InfoWars, which is imminent, people are going to wake up and go, well, God, it really happened. Yeah, there's a receiver in there. He's hadn't decided to shut down yet. Close. They don't own theyellowshowstore.com. It funds the Alex Jones Network. It funds this operation and has the widest selection of T-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, a lot of it limited edition. We have the classic 1776 gear. We have the Trump gear. We have the InfoWars gear. We have the Alex Jones gear. We have the comedy gear. We have a lot of, you know, fun shirts, Gulf of America shirts. We have InfoWars veteran shirts, veterans of the InfoWar. It's all there. Fundraiser shirts that cost a little bit more, especially get some funds in because these are high quality. The markup's not very high. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've got our Holy Wars Crusader line. All very, very politically incorrect. Not all the America First stuff. It's all there. The widest selection. TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's 30 days. It started a few days ago. A Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on all top products, everything, including on top of the sales that are already there. All supplies last could end at any moment for specific items that sell out. Here's what's on sale now. Ultra Methylene Red, about to sell out. All supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, all shirts, hats, hoodies, plus 50% off any supplement when you sign up for auto ship. You cancel any time. Never run out. Hold it back for 50% off in the future, even when it sells out for everybody else. Cancel any time. Alex Jones signature blades are in now. Knives I went out and found and thought were the best and got at low prices. They'll sell out fast. Choose from a collection of incredible blades. All supplies last. VIP membership. Anybody buying anything should be a VIP member. Just at checkout, pay $30 and get $40 instantly spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Get 40% credit in the store each month instantly. Number one way to support a broadcast. 80% reorder on our supplements. Nobody else has that. That's how good they work. We support you and fight for freedom together. You support us together. We are changing the world. Stock up now, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you. We can't do without you. You are the tip of the spear, and I salute you all.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Reverend, please come quick. 'Cause I got something to admit. I met a man out in the sticks, a good old miss. He drove a series tank Cadillac and wore a cigar on his lip. Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? Saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. And he said, I know you, young man. I know you by the state of your hands. You're a six-string picker, just as I am.
All right, here's what I want to do. I'm going to give the number out for first-time callers to give me your take on what I just said in the last 30 minutes. I mean, it's not even debatable. They're the establishment, the media, the Black Rocks, the globalists are Bloomberg, all of it, just Wall Street Journal. Trump's an idiot. The tariffs are horrible. There's going to be a depression while they try to suck all the money out into the EU and while they run the shutdown and while they hype that the AI bubble is going to pop when it's far from even getting going. If you look at the model, and it's got all its problems with AI, but job-wise, everything goes with it, this is bigger than the desktop computer. I mean, times a thousand. I mean, it's human expansionism with all these technologies is unlimited. The globalists are all about killing progress and killing expansion because they're what? Feudalist. They call themselves neo-feudalists. In their textbooks, I've shown you with Jay Dyer, they're returning us to feudalism. That's what the Great Reset is. If you don't know what feudalism is, it's where the nobility, the rulers, the controllers, have them as the top class. Then you have the legalese bureaucrat class. You have the warrior class. And then you have a very small local merchant class that serves the top merchant class. And it's a monopoly and oligopolies. And then you've got 90% of people that are kept on tiny pieces of land at subsistence level and have no rights to travel, go anywhere. They're tied to the land. It's called serfdom. And in Japan until 100 years ago or so, 120 years ago, in Russia until about 150 years ago, in what is Germany today, to 150 years ago, that's when it all stopped, they were feudal serfs. And you couldn't leave the land, and you lived there your whole life, and you were owned. Now, with the colonies, people came over here and they started getting rid of that, but they still had indentured servitude, and you still had sharecropping, where you don't own the land, but you get a little percentage of the money. You got to buy from the company store. You can't go buy stuff other places. You got to get ripped off in your contract from the people you're a slave to. So it's slavery-like. But somebody who's actually a slave, like black slaves here, well, they would know you're actually, you know, we'll chain your ass up if you don't do what you say. If you run away as a sharecropper, because you're always in debt, or you run away as an indentured servant, they just put you in a forced labor prison. Tanning hides or hats with mercury. And they knew you didn't live too long working at that. That's what prisoners are for. With your bare hands brushing on that mercury. That's why they said mad as a hatter. Guys, just go to Google and ask ChatGPT. Where does the term mad as a hatter come from? In the process of curing hats, top hats, all that, they used mercury and other toxic chemicals. And so the people that worked in the hat factories were called hatters. And that's why they say that man is as mad as a hatter. Because you know what mercury poison does? It turns you into a psychotic lunatic. So does lead. Why were the Romans so warlike? They were the first to start lining their pots, water pots, with lead. Mad Hatter. Yeah, no, we know the Mad Hatter is in Alice in Wonderland. No, we don't mean the character Mad Hatter. Where does the term Mad Hatter originate from? The term Mad Hatter comes from the real-life occupational hazard of mercury poisoning that affected hat makers in the 18th and 19th centuries. They inhaled mercury fumes used to make felt hats, which caused neurological symptoms like tremors, irrational behavior, and mental confusion, a condition nicknamed Hatter or Shakes or Mad Hatter disease. Mercury poison, hatters used mercury nitrate to treat animal fur to make felt for hats. But I digress. And we are a poison population. Americans, full of heavy metals, full of all these toxins. And we're becoming mad as hatters. So you need to chelate. And there's ways to do that. But warning, if you're super toxic, you better take a week off when you take it. Stuff like zeolites and things. Because it ain't going to feel good. And your piss is going to be basically between green and black. But I know the liberals watch the show. They go, oh, this guy, he just says terms. Notice you can take anything I say and just type it in. No, you're ignorant, not me. And you wear your ignorance about the left as an invincibility shield of moronic idiocy. Hundreds of interviews I've seen where they just talk to the soccer moms, all of them in New York. Why are you from Mondawi? Well, everything's going to be free. Well, where's the money come from? I don't know. I just hope. Now, the Mondawi knows it's designed to collapse things, but in the process, get more and more control and steal most of the money. So let me get to Bannon, because this all ties into it and how they're trying to trigger a MAGA civil war. And levels of this civil war are healthy. We want to be America first. We need to have free speech. We need to get rid of these guilts that people have, and we need to move the Overton window where all free speech is 100% go, and we have an open college of debate and ideas. It's healthy that the spell of censorship in the general public is broken. But why is the left promoting it and celebrating it and believing it's going to bring down Trump? Because if it goes to a certain, not even extreme, but certain destination they want it to, then it's a bad thing. I'll explain coming up next hour. I'm going to have some key clips. Because I don't get up here and talk about what's going to get ratings. If I wanted to, I could come in here with hot topic after hot topic, hot clip, and dominate everyone. I've been absolute number one before without even doing that. But I kind of was younger and liked things that I liked that were entertaining. So the show was kind of for me, which it was kind of for you. So I would still just do with like, you know, oh, it's effective politically and it does some good. But boy, this is really hilarious. Let's just laugh at this idiot leftist all day or, you know, whatever. But I realize I'm not talking to people that don't want to be absolutely serious and say things. Things are way too dangerous. We're way too far down the line. So a lot of you tune in, you hear basic philosophy and breakdowns. You're like, I already know this. Remember, that's because you've graduated. Maybe before you even tuned into me, you knew all this. That's why you tune in, because you know I'm accurate. We're teachers. We're trying to educate other people here. So forgive me sometimes if I'm repetitive. This is an emergency beacon. Alert, alert. And then the message. Alert, alert, the message. You know, if the dam breaks and it's going to flood the town of 10,000 and kill them in 10 minutes, and you're on the local emergency radio station and the emergency head calls up and says, tell people to evacuate, you don't go, hold on, a new song just came out. It's number one. I want to play this song a few times first. There's time to go to the football game and, you know, play with Sally Rottencrotch's pretty pink panties later. We have serious stuff. The house is burning down right now. And Bannon gets the urgency. I mean, if you think the COVID lockdowns were bad, 30 million dead from the shots worldwide, if you think all that was bad, that was a mere test. Bill Gates admits it. They've got new pandemics loaded, new lockdowns that are so bad, that's the only way they'll force adoption of the self-driving cars and robots. When we're all locked down, we got to be ready to say no to all that. They've got economic crash loaded right now. They've got cyber attacks set, power outages set, new wars set, race war. They've been trying to get going. That's what they really wanted, because they already tried the virus and it didn't work. And then they tried to crash things, but that didn't work because Trump outmaneuvered them. And so now they're just going back to all their tactics and just intensifying. And because of the shutdown, day 37, 38, what is it now? I haven't even gotten to that yet, but you know the carnage. 10% of the flights canceled. On average, flights delayed 3-4 hours. They said it'll be worse by next week, 20-30% cut. Devastating business. Already airport workers are saying, you need to tell them, do not try to fly. So it's on. This is how you take down a powerful republic that became an empire from within. And they're trying it. And the bureaucratic class and the globalist overlords think they're going to somehow trigger all this, do this, and that they're not going to get the blame for what they've done. I mean, we know they won't get the blame from their totally dumbed down constituency, but the majority of people know. But it's do or die to let the globalists know. At your city council, it goes all the way from the bottom to the top, on C-SPAN, at the Capitol, when your congressperson is in the district, calling in to, you know, talk radio, sending emails, telling your friends and family, get up in front of your church. This is the urgency. Maybe you've been going to a church 10 years. You've never asked to speak before the church. If your church doesn't have that, they're not a real church. And you, okay, it's embarrassing to get up in front of there and warn everybody. You don't know exactly what to say. God will speak through you. The point is, it's urgency. You're going to wait for a total collapse, civil war? See, if you won't stand up and speak out now, you're never going to shoot the guys with blue helmets. And we don't want to shoot the guys with blue helmets. The UN isn't going to come with blue helmets here. No, it comes through the bureaucracy, through the system, through the colleges, through the banks, in the school, brainwashing your kid to be a trainee, and you never know about it. He's meeting with Viktor Orban right now, Hungary. Oh, I need to get to this Bannon thing, but let's back that up a couple minutes. I want to get the reporter's question. But I never finish my points, so I jump to the next. I don't get up here and say stuff to hype things, all right? I have a model of news and information where we'd have three or four times the viewers if I just made the show an entertainment show making fun of leftists. And I get it. Most conservatives, you know, care, but being a patriot's kind of a hobby, and, you know, they're kind of a normalcy bias, and it's just, you know, it's fun to look at how dumb the left is. And, you know, no, this is academic. This is serious. We have gigantic audience, you know, covering serious stuff. That's great. My point when making that is, I'm not up here telling you that we're 2 minutes to midnight economically with these economic terrorists because it's shocking and it's fear porn and you'll listen to the radio and turn it up. I'm trying to get you to share this everywhere and get the information. You know what's going on. You know I'm telling the truth. And warn people. Because we may be past the point of stopping a stock market crash and the Great Reset 2.0 forced on us. Trump's got a lot of tricks up his sleeves, and I'm praying. I mean, but we need to expose who's behind the crash ahead of it if they're able to get it off, because then they're screwed the next few moves. So I'm already moved on to the point of, all right, looks like we probably, I got a bad feeling, okay? And I tell you, the left makes fun of us when they go, oh, we say pray. That's because they have no connection to God. God's listening. Pray for discernment. Pray our enemies be exposed. Pray that we can get this economy going. I know the stock market's corrupt and evil and all the rest of it, but the globalists that run it are trying to kill it right now to jerk our chain. Pray that the stock market go up. Pray that our enemies trying to bring us into a time of literal famine be defeated. Pray that whatever God's will is of justice be brought upon the new head of the WEF that replaced Klaus Schwab, Larry Fink, who I always said was really his boss, which, as you see, is true. And the justice, not by our hand, but by God's will, against Bill Gates and against Barack Obama and all of them. Pray that God deliver us from these monsters. But then you've got to speak out. You've got to educate. You've got to go out and engage people. God just doesn't want you to sit there and pray. God wants you to ask God for help and direction, and then God will lead you in what you're going to do. And it may be small, it may be big. I said this last week, and I had so many emergencies, I didn't do it. Believe me, I want to do it. But I want to show you it. You know, I actually want to do it. The answer, a caller called in like a week and a half ago, and he said, we just need to, the food banks are all running out. Most of them are out now. We have to go out and give to the churches, give to the food banks, and then educate the public this is happening and let people know there is food there. Now most food banks are out. And we're, you know, 5-6 days into no EBT working. It's going to get a lot worse. I'm surprised there hasn't been more violence. Thank God there's only been a little bit of an increase in crime and some little bit of looting here and there. But it's going to get worse. So we have to, and see, some people are lazy. A lot of them are handicapped. The point is, real charity was always supposed to be us through the churches. And then now, you know, through the nonprofits. But the point is that despite everything I'm doing, I'm going to get to the store today and then go to a food bank and you know, donate. More importantly, to show people what to do and to explain that it's up to us. And will that save the world by itself? Will you delivering a grocery cart of food to people in need? And, you know, I don't want our hardworking blue-collar folks and people out there, because I've seen statistically they're the ones that give. It's all the nouveau riche and upper middle class that just cares about freedom but still sees it as like a spectacle. The wealthy people, the nouveau riche, the ultra rich, and I know there's a lot of behind the scenes that are giving, they just don't talk about it. Now is the time, and I don't just single him out, but take Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson, I have people that knew this for years, a lot of people know him, I know the family, know his dad well. Mel Gibson gives like half his money to charity secretly. Kids for surgeries and, you know, things. I mean, just, you know. And because Mel's a private guy. Well, he's really mad if you find out about it. Maybe, Mel, it's time for you to publicly give and explain, because people respect you and you can explain why they need to do it, because there's not enough Mel Gibsons to go around. And that's just a little side point. I know that... there's something good I can say about George Strader, who I love, who won't get politically to save us. I know he's a listener and his crew's a listener and I know him and everything. He won't. You go to his concert, he tells people donate here to veterans and veterans' houses. He donates massive amounts a year for veterans who are disabled, for nice little homes for them. I mean, behind the scenes, he's an angel as well. So kind of Mel Gibson is political and public, but not about his giving. Whereas Strait is private about his politics, but public about his giving. Kind of combine those two, you have the perfect animal right there. But we need, and I'm not calling Mel Gibson out, I'm just saying, that is my humble opinion. I understand you don't want to look like you're this big, great guy. Well, you are. So, and people respect you, so they need to hear why they should do it. Okay? Oh, God. And charity does start in the info war. You know, you tithe, the local church doesn't do anything. You support InfoWars. It's not some tax-exempt stuff. You're literally supporting the point-blank range truth against the globalist, and you're then supporting a guy who the New York Times admitted turned out never really had any resources and has none now, and that's the big joke on them. Even if they shut us down with the new network, I'm just an employee. They harass me. I have almost no money, but we just take all the money and expand with all these badass reporters and people. It's hilarious. They thought my leverage point was money. But I need money for the operation. So I like the fact God even allowed this to happen to purify me where I don't even get the money or any of you. So, because I was already 95% going into it. Well, now it's 99%. It's hilarious how I'm not saying God's hilarious, but it's funny how it just, you laugh later when it's so cool what God does. And now every curse is a blessing when it comes from the enemy. So I need your support, thealexshowstore.com. TheAlexShowStore.com. I don't own it. So when they shut down InfoWars, the receiver was here again yesterday. He said, I don't know, maybe next week, maybe December 15th. We don't know. We might try to sell the assets. We'll see what kind of auction we're going to have, but we know they're not going to let anybody that wants to buy it for us to stay on air will be able to. So we're just like, okay, whatever. I'm just, yeah, whatever. Got the new network backup system ready. But the point is, TheAlexShowStore.com has, I mean, just like my information is awesome, would I sell you something that isn't incredible? No, I want you to sell you something that works great, is really good for you, that blows you away. I have people all the time say, is that stuff you sell work? I've had like cousins and people and folks I've known for days. And I go, well, how long have you known me? I mean, have I ever BS'd you? No, you're a great straight shooter. But they get this idea from the media. Oh, supplements don't work. Is that why Whole Foods' biggest section is supplements? What do you think all this stuff is? Is there scam stuff, TV ads, you know, for, is there stuff they sell at the gas station, you know, that's bad for you? They call a supplement. Yeah, but it'll sure as hell get you higher than a kite. It works. Bad for you. What we sell is the best. The ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it. TheAlexShowStore.com. And it ends Sunday at midnight, 25% off store wide on top of 50% off on all the supplements. That's a loss leader right there when you sign up for AutoShip in your profile. And you cancel any time. It's just, you know, whether you pick a month or 2 months, whenever you want to reorder, it's your profile. And then it locks in for 50% off in the future. You get it. You love it. And then you don't cancel and you keep getting it shipped every month. Or, you know, order it. If 50% off is on AutoShip, you don't like it, comes in a couple days. Yeah, I don't really feel anything, which is not going to happen. And then if you want, you just cancel. See how that works? So it's a commitment where it's not even a commitment. It's just committing to believe me and see how good ultramethylene blue is. Because it's the one that 99.5% of people just are blown away by, and all the studies now incredible, and we have the best. You know, the Shilajit takes a week to kick in. Irish sea moss, you'll feel some of the effects right away, but it gets better and better. A few weeks to build up. Ultimate life force, that kicks in about a day with certain things you'll notice if you're a man in the morning, but that's a side effect. That's how good it is for you. Your cardiovascular, yeah, for me, better than Viagra. It's not that I need Viagra, but, you know, I hit 40 11 years ago. My doctor's like, hey, you're having your yearly checkup. Let me give you a Viagra prescription. And I was like, sure. Saw him about 6 months later. He goes, how was it? I never took it. I took one and I saw blue. I kind of, I saw like a blue haze and didn't, I never really have a problem in that department. But yeah, maybe. And then he goes, well, here, try Cialis. Now, I'll tell you, that's 2 days of hard. I mean, just, we're adults here. The point is, oh, Cialis, definitely. Oh, yeah. Ultimate life force, 3 or 4 days builds up in you. Just take, you know. People saw that with Nitric Boost, too, and it's different compounds. But it has that side effect even better. So this stuff isn't a game, people. All right, we're not selling stuff like, oh, this is good for your heart. Well, when you wake up in the morning, you're like, whoa, what's going on? It's like you're 15 years old again. That's because this stuff isn't a joke. TheAlexShowStore.com. But I got to tell you, Ultimate Life Force is better than Nitro Boost for your heart and everything. It has more badass ingredients, and it's a different formula. For the boing department, just as it's the Nitro Boost, which we're almost run out of, but we're going to get some more of that. All right, I'm out of control here. I'm sorry. Let me give you the toll-free number to join us here on air. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And you see me getting into humor and stuff because this stuff's so heavy. I'm just like you. I want to escape too. I wish I could watch old-fashioned Johnny Carson. I wish it was the good old days and stuff wasn't so bad. I could go to a ball game and not feel bad about it or go fishing. But we're in the crisis mode right now. This is all hands on deck. This is it. Because this sucker goes down. Woo! We are going to be treated to Road Warrior on steroids meets Viggo Mortensen's The Road meets World War Z with Brad Pitt. With a bunch of tranny pedos with machine guns running around on top of it is gravy. We'll be right back with hour number two. You are the reason InfoWars existed. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason the globals hate our guts. I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now we're so close to being shut down. We fought so hard. We never gave up. We never backed down. But they have the state receiver appointed. He was here today. He can shut us down any time. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of November 6th, Thursday, November 6th, 2025. And you have until this Sunday, just 3 days, to take advantage of the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com, which I don't own, but finances the new network and keeps InfoWars on the air so the bad guys can't shut it down. You get great products, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives, and so much more, and you keep this operation on air one way or another. I am the InfoWar. My crew is the InfoWar. The caller, the guest. All of us are the InfoWar. They're not going to shut us down. We're not giving up. The fact that they've come after us so hard is a testament to how far we've come against them, and they know they can't continue to operate. They're going to lose if they don't shut us down. So be the reason we stay on the air. Huge sale, 25% off store-wide on top of huge sales, 50% off on things like ultramethylene blue and more. It ends this Sunday. Take advantage of it right now at TheAlexShowStore.com, and I salute all of you and thank you for being at the heart of this fight. You are the spirit of 1776 worldwide. You are the resistance.
Truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.